All right, Porch Talk, October 24th. I'm here with Xavier and Ibrahim. I just want to start with NFL real quick. Thursday Night Football, Rams Vikings. That was one of the worst no calls I think I've seen in recent history. I don't know how much more of a face mask you have to grab to get a penalty. I think it was Kearse that was on the tackle. You could see he was disappointed in himself. He wasn't celebrating or anything, which kind of shows you that he knew it was a face mask. That was bad. That was bad. The Rams look good, though. Rams look really good.
I ain't gonna lie. Some of these refs, man, are they just blind or let me say this. I want everybody to listen. Do we need to have like an age limit on who could be officials? Because I'm starting to see too many older dudes, because obviously they blind or something,
It's like
or
the
something.
president. You have to be 75 and older in order to be
Yeah,
blind.
I'm
Yeah.
starting to see, like, you got to be like
You
OG
can either be
status
an
or something.
NFL referee or a president. Those
Yeah,
are two
like,
choices.
can we get some younger people reffing the games?
It
Like, what's going on? Because it like it's right
I'm
there.
not a referee. Yeah, I'm not a referee. I've never refereed an NFL game, but sitting on a couch, I feel like if you see a guy's helmet do a complete 180, that's probably some type of telltale sign that there was a little face mask going on there. Because
Yes.
I don't know how much more blatant you have to get. But other than
Yes.
that, Minnesota looks good. Rams look really good with Puka back. I think Cooper
Yep.
Kupp is 100% getting traded after tonight. He did not see the field too much.
Oh man, I think they're
I think that's what
starting
that tells
to
me.
build now. I guess I think they're starting to build around Puka now.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're ready to move on from Cooper because I mean, this game was close. There was no reason to have DeMarcus Robinson and all these other guys on the field when Cooper could have been getting those snaps. So I feel like they're trying to keep him healthy for a potential trade. Kyren Williams is ridiculous. I think he goes to 16 games in a row with a touchdown, 23 carries, 97 on the ground, 20 yards receiving, touchdown. Fantasy demon. He got me 23 fantasy points.
The Rams, that's why I always told Mikey, I was like, stop like sleeping on the Rams, because like they're not a bad team. It's just that they're always injured. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not a bad team at all. Like, you like even the teams, like they when they face the top teams, it's always like close games. It's never like a blowout or some shit like that. Like, they're
Yeah, I
always
mean,
in like the games.
yeah, I think they're I don't know the exact number, but most of their losses have come in that one score range. And I mean, they're 3-4. They haven't had Puka or Kupp for most of the season, and they're 3-4 now with both of them back. Like I said, I think Kupp gets traded, but having Puka back at least, you're 3-4. The NFC West is wide open. Rams are in a good spot. You can't count the Rams out at all. Matt Stafford looks great. So we'll see
Four
what
touchdowns.
happens.
Yeah,
And I mean,
Matthew Stafford is nice.
their run defense was horrible all season, and then you have Aaron Jones coming in, who's I think it's like 5 yards a carry at this point. And tonight he goes for 19 carries, 58 on the ground. So I mean, from a run defense perspective, the Rams were there tonight. You get a guy
Oh,
like Aaron
yeah.
Jones that touched the ball 19 times and only gets 59 yards on the ground.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
you'll live with that. And then Jefferson, they kind of shut him down the whole second half. He didn't see too many receptions the second half. He had two
Yeah,
catches
no
for like
touchdown.
30 yards. Yeah, no touchdown, kept him out of the end zone. Rams are good.
Yeah, the Rams are they're definitely a sleeper team.
But I would have liked to seen what Sam Darnold would have done with that drive. They had one timeout. They had to go 90 some yards, 40 some odd seconds. That face mask ruined it, obviously, with the safety, but I would have liked to see what they would have done because they're only down eight, so it was one possession.
You know what? I just since the Rams are trading, like, since we know he's gonna be gone soon, I just pray that they don't send him to the Chiefs or the Steelers. Like, I just
I
pray
feel
they
like it'll
don't.
be the Steelers more likely than the Chiefs. They just got Devonta or D-Hop.
Yeah, but I just heard too that the 49ers are looking for a wide receiver since Ayuk is out. They're
I
going
saw that
after
too.
Johnson,
Yeah.
Johnson
I
from the
think
Panthers.
Mike Williams is getting a lot of talk right now too, but I don't know why Mike Williams is getting
From
any.
the Jets?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're trying to move him.
The dude that just dropped that pass last week on
Yeah.
prime time? Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Because they just got Devontae. They don't need him. They're running Allen Lazard, Conklin. They don't need Mike Williams. But yeah, any other NFL takes before we move on to NBA, Xavier, from tonight?
Nah.
Are you still buying in on the Vikings?
I never was buying into the
You never
Vikings.
were.
Yeah. You
They lose
remember, like.
last week in a one-score game against Detroit, field goal. They lose this week, basically a one-score game. That safety obviously made it 10, but basically a one-score game. You change those two possessions and they're 7-0. How could you say you've never been on?
Because you
Because they're
see
5-2 now.
like look at this. Every year you see a team, the first 7 weeks is like a team that we never like really noticed like winning or nothing like that. It's always every year is always that one team through the first 7 weeks. I'm telling you, they're about to collapse. I'm telling you, you see the season, like season's starting to get a little darker. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to get a little rougher.
But
So
Sam still went for 240, two touchdowns. Like Sam looked good.
no, yeah, I'm not hating on the Vikings. I'm not saying like they're trash or anything. I'm not trying to hate on them. I'm not saying like, oh, they're not about to make the playoffs or nothing. I'm just saying like they're not the number one team in the NFC. You know what I'm saying?
They're 5-2
Yeah.
right now. I'm gonna tell you their next six. Wait, tell me what you have through their next six games. They have Indianapolis at home, Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Or we'll start with that. Indianapolis at home. You have win or losing that one
There, yeah,
on
I see them winning that.
Sunday night football next week.
They can win that.
In Jacksonville.
They can win that.
So they're 2-0. In Tennessee.
Oh, definitely can win that.
3-0 in Chicago.
I don't know. I
That's a
don't know.
toss.
The
That'll be a
Bears are
good
starting to
game.
play good.
I think Stan, that's tough. Still giving Minnesota. They're 4-0 at that point.
Yeah, I
Arizona
still got them, even though.
in Minnesota against Arizona.
Yeah, I got them.
That's what I'm saying. They're 5-0 into December, and then you have Atlanta in Minnesota.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're for sure
They
gonna
can
make
win
the
their next
playoffs.
six. That's what, yeah, that's ridiculous. They can win their next six. Theoretically, they could be 11-2 to the
Yeah,
next
they're for
six
sure
weeks.
making the playoffs. It's just like, it just depends on the matchup. They have to get home field.
I'd like
They
to see
gotta get
Jordan
home field.
Addison get the ball more. He had three
Yeah.
targets tonight. He went to USC. He needs to get the ball more.
Yeah, get
But
him the ball more,
even
cause
still, I mean, Justin Jefferson had the ball, nine targets tonight, eight catches for 115. He doesn't really get the ball much the second quarter, doesn't get the ball much the third quarter. Same kind of shit you see with CD. They start the game going stupid, don't get the ball really second quarter, don't get really get the ball third quarter. I understand defenses in the NFL kind of catch on and start to scheme and stop wide receiver ones from getting the ball, start to play different coverages, whatever it may be. But if I'm an offensive coordinator and I'm Sam Darnold, I'm throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson 25 times a game.
but you know what the thing is, like,
I'm not
is
wasting the ball going anywhere else.
yeah,
Same thing with CeeDee Lamb.
that's what the Rams used to do with fucking Cooper Kupp. Remember, they used to just throw it to him like every damn play.
It does, yeah, exactly. Put the ball in his hands. That's what, or make let him make a play because Jefferson's going to make the play 99% of the time.
But that's what had got fucking Cooper Kupp fucked up though, because I remember after that season 2021, he was never really the same. He
That's
kept getting
true.
hurt.
That's true. That triple crown, he hasn't really done much since.
And remember, like,
But
all through those playoffs, he was going through all that. Yeah, that was tough for him.
he's a smaller dude, though. I feel
Yeah,
like
you're
Justin
right.
Jefferson, he can sustain that. And if he's supposed to be, he the way he talks about it and the way he gets paid.
I got a question, though, about Justin Jefferson, because I swear, like, bro, every game, like, one game he looks like he's happy to be there, and the next game looks like he just wants to ask for a trade. Like, he can't leave or nothing, right?
No, he's not going anywhere. I think he just wants to win. I don't think he wants to trade, especially right
Okay.
now. I mean, why would you want to get a trade off of this Minnesota team? It's the best team he's been on his whole career.
I was gonna say too, cause like I'm tired of players just like staying for like 1 or 2 years and expect them like stay with the team. You gotta build with the team, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they got a
No,
young
he
team
got
anyway.
paid. He got paid. He'll be there for a while.
Yeah, we gotta see,
I feel like he'll
huh?
retire in Minnesota, to be honest. I don't see Justin Jefferson ever going anywhere.
And we gotta see what's gonna happen with what happened. What's that quarterback that got injured name? McCaffrey?
Who?
McCarthy?
Oh,
McCarthy.
JJ? JJ,
Yeah.
yeah.
We gotta see
He
what's up with him.
sucked. He sucks. I'm telling
You
you, the
think so?
moment he went down, Minnesota season opened up. He sucks. He's
You
not,
think
yeah,
so?
100%. I was so nervous the Patriots were going to draft him. I was praying that they did not go to fucking JJ McCarthy.
I
I was like, please, Lord, please do
mean,
not
Drake
say
May, he didn't
JJ
look bad
McCarthy.
last week.
Drake May is the fucking future. He is rookie of the year. Don't even get me started.
Like, he
Five
looked.
touchdowns through 2 weeks, 500 passing yards,
Yeah.
60 on the ground. Like, he is serious. He is here to play. But
When I was watching him, oh yeah, let's go.
let's get to NBA just to get this
Yeah.
moving. Ibrahim, you want to start us off with any NBA takes? Any
Oh
NBA
yeah,
opinions
no.
from tonight?
Shit. So I watched this Denver game. Denver does not look good. Denver does not look good. So, Denver won the title in 23, and they kind of won in like dominating fashion. They kind of dominated their way from the first round to the finals. No one really gave them trouble except Phoenix. Like Phoenix did take them to six. But that was mostly just Devin Booker going stupid, right? But most of the time it was just them dominating, right? If you look
Yeah.
at that Denver team, the starting five was the starting four they have now with KCP. Now, Xavier, you're a Lakers fan. You know how good KCP is on defense.
Yeah.
He is an elite point of attack defender. When it comes to
Yep.
guard POA, he's one of the best in the NBA. And they didn't just have him coming off the bench. They had a hidden gem. Nobody knew about him. He was in Brooklyn with Kyrie and KD. He was misused. They had another elite POA defender coming off the bench in Bruce Brown. Now, they lose Bruce Brown and in the offseason after winning the title. You think, okay, that's fine. They still have KCP. They didn't do a good job in replacing him. They really
Yep.
didn't replace him. Denver's idea is, look, we have these young guys. They thought young guys like Christian Brown and Peyton Watson can replace him, right? Because Christian Brown played a solid role in the finals when they won the chip. So last year happened. Denver cruises through the regular season. They look fine. They had some concerns with the bench. The bench did not look good at all, but they cruise through the regular season and then the playoffs happen and they lose. Now, why I think Denver is in trouble is because they lost KCP, and again, they did not replace him. You look at last today, they looked horrible. They couldn't guard point of attack. Christian Brown is a solid defender, but he's not KCP or Bruce Brown. So they weren't able to replace their POA. And their bench is horrible. They added Russell Westbrook and Dario Saric. I'm a Warriors fan. Dario Saric is a horrible defender. Last year, people were saying why the Warriors blew so many leads. Let me tell you why. Because in the fourth quarter, when we used to have 20-point leads, Steve, what he used to do was he used to put Dario at the five. And then what other teams used to do was they would bring him up in the pick and roll, and they would absolutely kill him. He is not an anchor. The five position has to be able to anchor your defense. He cannot do that. He is a four, not a five. Denver has him at the five. You saw today, Aaron Wiggins, J-Dub, Shea, Isaiah Joe, Chet, everyone was just passing him around. They were just destroying him when he was out there. So I think Denver is in trouble. And they'll still be good. Like, Jokic is still elite. They'll be a top six seed. I think the playoffs is where they might be a first or second on exit. What do you guys think about that? I'm not happy with Denver. Like,
Talk
they
that
kind
talk, Ibrahim. Talk that talk.
You see,
Talk
Connor,
that talk.
two days ago, you saw I told you I'm not sold on the Denver Nuggets because I told you they have no bench. Like, and you see tonight, like, You know what the crazy shit is? yeah. Their I don't know if you guys heard their GM, he was kind of talking crazy about KCP. He was like, yeah, we're gonna lose him, but it's fine. We have Christian Brown, we have Peyton Watson. Denver's GM is an idiot. What Denver thinks they're doing is they think they're drafting these young guys, and these young guys can replace their vets. That is fucking stupid. These young I guys mean, ain't shit. Strother is not bad. Starter's not bad, but he can't fucking guard. That's the thing. They had Bruce Brown and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. That's why they won the title. Elite on-ball defenders. Because Jokic is an anchor. What's his name? Aaron Gordon. He's good on wings. He cannot guard point of attack. He's a wing defender, right? A guy you put on Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler. He can't guard the quick guard. But tonight you see J-Dub, Shea, they're in their bag. They're toying around with the Nuggets. So, their defense is horrible. And off the bench, they have no scoring. What's his name? Can you say that again? Starter?
Literally, Connor,
Starter.
you gotta look at the box score. Look at
Yeah,
that shit. I got it right here in front of me.
I'm looking at it like, bro, what? Nobody's scoring. And why did they bring in Russell Westbrook? I just don't, I get. So they
Read
thought
me
that.
that minus, read me that plus minus. I don't mean to interrupt you, but read me Russell Westbrook's plus minus.
Can you do it? I'm on my phone. I don't have the box score, but if you want, I can one
Xavier, do
second.
you have it?
Oh, no, where is that shit at?
Minus
What?
24 from Russ tonight.
Goodness. Hunter.
How can you see that?
Minus 24 from Russ tonight.
How? I just don't understand. Russell Westbrook was a horrible pickup. Like, and my thing is this, right? They have no shooters off the bench. I really like Peyton Watson. I think he's a good defender. But the problem with him is he can't shoot. So now the teams play off of him. Teams have always played off Christian Brown. Another reason why they've made a mistake letting go of KCP is KCP's 3 and D. He can guard
Yep.
and he can shoot. Christian Brown cannot shoot. He can defend, but he's not the defender KCP is, and he can't shoot. Russ can't shoot. Dario is streaky as shit. Trust me, Dario Saric is not good. He'll have games where he scores, but it's fucking fake. When it matters the most, he ain't scoring and he's ass defensively. Trust me on this. What's his name? Starter is solid, but he can't defend. Watson can't
Yeah.
shoot. So they have no shooting, man. No defense,
Yeah,
no shooting.
I try to judge teams off, but it may be foolish, but I go up and down on the roster and see, look at guys who can just give me a bucket, just get a bucket factor. You look at this Nugget team and bring in the get a bucket factor. And it's especially in a team you got to understand and you got to bring into the context. A team with a team like the Celtics in the league.
Yeah.
The Celtics would probably put up 450 points against the Nuggets. You
And
look at who
bro,
can shoot the
yeah.
three ball on this team. And the
Yep.
Celtics are going to put up 55 attempts. Who's shooting three ball in this Nuggets team? Who's getting a bucket?
Russ ain't for sure.
Jamal Murray, 4 for 14. You sold me, Ibrahim. I wasn't aware of this. I knew they didn't look good, but I didn't know this extent. I
Yep.
didn't realize the KCP effect. So let me ask you, Ibrahim, on top of that, now that KCP is in Orlando, a team that's already notorious for good on-ball defense. Well, how do you like Orlando this year in the East?
Connor, you're Boston Celtics. They better watch out, bro.
No, come on, come on, come on,
Hey,
come on, come
man, the
on.
Magic, bro. I like the Magic. Give me one sec. I'm gonna get in my door, then I'll speak. But you
You're
guys
good,
can
you're
talk
good.
about Orlando.
Xavier, what do you
Yeah.
think about Orlando?
I think if the Orlando Magic and Celtics was to play, I feel like Orlando could get like two games at home. Cause bro, I'm telling you, huh?
I was just about to say they beat the Heat in essentially three quarters last night in Miami.
Exactly. And look at their defense. Like their defense was already elite last year. And they just added KCP. And you
Yeah.
heard what he said. He's a 3 and D. Bro, they
Yeah.
about to really clamp up really everybody's favorite superstar.
They just paid Jalen Suggs.
They just clamped up Jimmy. Jimmy only had what, 8 points, I think?
3 points.
Yeah. Russ even worse.
Jimmy has
See?
three. Jimmy Butler, I don't even get me started on Jimmy. I hope
I
Ibrahim
know
can hear
Pat.
me right now. One
Yeah, I
for
know
eight from
Pat would
Jimmy.
beat
Yeah,
it.
Pat Riley, he's go ahead, Ibrahim.
Orlando's looking nice. They don't have enough shooting though. KCP is good, but KCP's not enough. Suggs,
ACP can shoot though.
he can shoot, but the thing is, Franz cannot really shoot. Paolo can't shoot. They have Wendell. Wendell's a shoot. He can space the floor, but they need another on-ball scorer. But yo, Connor, you know this though. The last 2 years in the regular season, you guys have low-key lost to Orlando. They've kind of been,
Yeah, they
been
stutter against Orlando. Yeah,
phenomenal.
Orlando's just a great defensive team. That's what it comes down to. Yep.
Exactly. So you asked me how high I'm on
Yeah.
Orlando. I'm really high on
You got
Orlando.
size. You got size.
Because the thing with the Celtics is they already came out and made it clear they're going to shoot the three ball 45, 55 times a game. So if it's one of those nights where they're shooting 30% and then plus they're facing Orlando where the looks aren't even great to begin with, Orlando's definitely, yeah, that's not a good matchup for the Celtics.
Oh,
But
it's too
speaking of the
high.
Celtics in Washington tonight, Jason Tatum, Jordan Poole had 17 in the first quarter. I thought it was going to be a big game from
Yeah.
JP. It's a good sign for the season, I think. Right about midseason form. How many turnovers did he have?
Oh, Jordan Poole.
Yeah, he had
Let me
four
see.
tonight. So yeah, there you go. 26 points, four turnovers, midseason form for Jordan Poole. I think this is probably the peak, but Celtics look dominant.
I mean, like I said, I feel like the Celtics are gonna go at least like damn near fucking 20-0 before they lose.
Yeah, we were
Like,
talking about that the other night. Ibrahim, what do you think about that? Celtics go 20, 25 and 0.
You guys are the favorites to repeat. I'm not gonna lie. So the last time we had a repeat champion was Golden State, right? Since
Yeah.
then, we haven't had a repeat. But even then, that Golden, I mean, come on, that was the, super team, right? That was Steph,
Yeah.
KD, Clay, right? I think you guys are the first team to repeat since Golden State. And you guys in the 2020s have the best shot. The Lakers,
Yeah.
they had a shot, but they got hurt. The Bucks, they got hurt. Golden State, the punch happened. After that, we never had a shot.
The punch happened.
Denver, a punch happened. Yeah, the punch, man. And Denver, they just never replaced their bench production from the championship year, right? So
Yeah.
you guys basically brought back everyone. You guys are young. Your Jaylen Brown's just hitting his prime. JT's not even in his prime yet. There's still a level I think he can reach.
Absolutely.
Holiday's still great. Porzingis, I'm not worried about him. He'll be back. You guys didn't even need him, and you still mollywopped everyone. Tillman is a really good big. When you guys got him, that was a sneaky ass pickup.
He's like an Al
Tillman,
Horford Jr. Who?
he, Tillman,
Xavier
Xavier Tillman.
Tillman.
Connor, if you remember, I forget what game against the Mavs. He came out and kind of changed the game for you guys. You guys were
The
like kind
finals.
of,
He had some important minutes in the finals.
yeah, he came in and like he changed the game. He was doing a good job on Luka, Kai. He's a good big. He can guard on the perimeter. He can kind of move his feet and he can shoot, right? So that's a sneaky pickup for when, Al is obviously old, but Al is still, Al is solid. You
Yeah.
guys are the favorites, bro. I think
You're forgetting the number one thing for me on why I'm so high on the Celtics this year, and I think
why?
Tatum MVP, is the whole fucking Olympics tomfoolery. The
Yeah.
Olympic, like, it was so beyond fucking stupid that
Bro.
it's just like you just pissed off the team. Like, the Celtics last year were
You're good.
clearing away the best team. Like, it
Yeah.
wasn't a question last year. You
No, it
have the
wasn't.
Celtics this year. They bring back everybody. The bench got deeper, in my opinion. You have JD Davidson coming up, Jordan Walsh. I don't know if you know about Jordan Walsh. Jason Tatum
No,
2.0 out of Arkansas. You'll be seeing him
the
this year
ball
for
dude.
sure. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That ball,
Exactly.
dude.
You'll be seeing
Hold
him.
on. Let me.
But you
Nah, hold
piss
on.
off Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown off fresh off a championship. You don't get Jaylen. I mean, everybody was giving Jaylen Brown saying that was worse than the whole Jason Tatum thing, the whole Grant Hill snubbing him. At least Jaylen Brown was at home when that whole shit happened. He was lifting his weights in the pool, doing whatever he was doing. Jason Tatum was suited up for the goddamn Olympics and did not
And
fucking play a
didn't
single minute
join.
twice. Imagine
And
you
you know what's
show up for
crazy?
work. Imagine, let me just tell you, imagine you show
Yeah.
up for work in your uniform for work and they have you stand in the lobby the whole shift or something. You don't work the shift, you just stand there. What the fuck? And then Steve Kerr says it's a math problem.
Yo,
It just didn't
Jaylen
add up.
Brown. You know,
Come
Stoof,
on.
he does. You guys know about Moses Moody, right?
Exactly. I mean,
Yeah. That's the
that's what I'm
same
saying.
bullshit. He does
It's
the
a
same bullshit
testament to
as
Steve
Moses
Kerr is a
Moody.
schmuck. Steve Kerr is a schmuck 1,000 times over.
Pisses me off, bro. Steve pisses me off. When Steve said that, every single Warriors fan was like, yep, this is the same shit he does with Moody. And like
A
Boston Celtics
math
fans were like
problem.
going, he's fucking stupid, bro. He's weird like that sometimes. But
The best
yeah,
player
no.
on the best team, and it's a math problem. It makes no
Man.
fucking sense.
Tatum gonna 50 ball us? We play you on the six.
Absolutely, he's gonna put up 100 against the Warriors.
We
Isn't that
gotta
in
add
the Bay?
Wiggins.
That's
We
in
gotta
the
add
Bay too.
Wiggins.
It doesn't matter. It's not the same Wiggins. I think that game's in the Bay too, right?
No, it's in Boston.
Oh,
You
it's in.
understand
That's
that?
even worse. Yeah, they
Oh,
play
yeah,
in
he's for
Boston,
sure
November
Boston. If
6th,
you
and then in January they play the Warriors
guys
here.
play at home. Yeah, you guys play at home. So
Yeah,
we'll be
they put up. I mean, they beat the Warriors by 175 last season.
I remember that. Don't remind me of that beatdown, bro.
Yo, hold on.
It's
Nah, the biggest story tonight is Klay Thompson.
I was just about to say,
Let's
let's get to
talk
San
about it.
Antonio and Dallas.
What do
I
you
was
think?
talking a
Thompson?
lot of Klay shit. I'm a big Klay. I'll stand on that. I'm not a fan anymore. Not
Klay
sure if he's worth
Thompson.
that 50 million. But go ahead and
Nah.
do your lap.
Klay Thompson, you know what I'm saying? He was going off, you know what I'm saying? He did his thing. He was hitting some shots. 22 points, you know what I'm saying? One assist, seven rebounds. You know what I'm saying? He added some accessories to his gear, you know what I'm saying? He got the leg sleeve. He
He got the
fresh.
headband. Yep,
He,
yep,
yeah, he
yep.
looking fresh. And I'm not even
He
gonna lie, he looked
spent a
cold
little
in
VC.
the yeah, he looked cold in the Mavericks jersey. He looked cold in that. But I'm not even gonna lie, the Mavericks look good tonight.
Tony.
Luka Doncic was just feeding him the ball, and he literally was like, he didn't wait. Like, as soon as he passed the ball, he was running back on the other side of the court because he knew it was going
Yeah.
in. Like,
Like
it just,
Steph. He was doing the
yeah, it's
Steph.
like, yeah, exactly. Like Luka's like, you know what I'm saying, like, the chemistry is already there. And
Yeah.
Kyrie played good, and they held Wemby just to 17 points, and he really didn't play too good tonight. The Mavericks actually have a
Isn't that
pretty
crazy
good
to say?
defense now. Yeah, Mavericks have defense, which is, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Mavericks actually have defense now.
Yeah, I think a lot of that credit goes to PJ Washington. I don't think he's going to get much of it, but PJ Washington, I mean, his plus minus at minus six. So box score wise, not phenomenal, but just watching the game, PJ Washington's putting up some valuable minutes, I think, for Dallas.
Yeah.
Not minutes that you saw last year in the playoffs.
And you see they picked up Marshall from New Orleans. He was a good wing,
Yeah,
wing
Najee.
defender.
Yeah,
Najee
Najee and Grimes, one of them eventually have to start. So with Dallas, I don't think they can get away with starting these three guards. There was times in the games where their defense was cooked because you have three guards that are negative on defense.
three
Since the
cones on defense, three guards that
right,
can't guard a
yeah.
damn cone.
So you guys are saying their defense is good. I disagree because those three guards, but yes, when Najee was in the game, the
Better than
defense
the
was
past
good.
years.
When Najee was in the games, when Najee was in the game, I can't fucking talk. The defense is way better, right? I think eventually they're gonna have to bench Klay. I think at this stage of his career, Klay is a sixth man. I don't think he can start. He had a good game tonight, and I'm happy for him. I'm rooting for Klay. But at this point in his career, Klay is a sixth man, right? He has to come off the bench and like that Ray Allen role, come off the bench and get you some buckets, right?
Wait, what?
And
On the Mavericks?
yeah, he has to come
I
off the
agree.
bench.
I agree. I
Najee has
agree.
to start because in the playoffs, bro, Xavier, in the playoffs, you gotta have point of attack defense. In the
That's
playoffs,
what the
you
Celtics
can't
exposed.
watch. That's what you, exactly. That's what you guys exposed.
But
Beautiful
Klay's
point.
defense.
Klay is not the same defender. Klay can't guard. So on, like, if they play
Hell no,
Boston
Klay
or
don't. Exactly. It's not.
if
It's
you
not
guys play
even.
Boston again, like they're getting destroyed. It's not even gonna be
Because
a game,
Kyrie and
right?
Luka together were terrible on defense.
Yeah.
You add Klay
So
into the mix. That's the blind leading the
gotta
blind at
start
that point.
Najee because if you have Klay there, you're just putting so much pressure on PJ and one of Live or Gafford. Live is a great defender, so is Gafford, right? They can do everything, and PJ needs another point of attack defender. So you have to start Najee, but that's a point for later on. Right now, they can get away with it because it's the regular season. You can get away with that stuff. But Klay was solid. Like Luka was giving him the ball, he was getting wide open looks. And he was solid. I think he'll be have a good year in Dallas. Dallas will be a good team, but I don't see them as a threat to go back to the finals. I see them as the first or second round exit.
I just told Connor like last night or something. I see it could be a chance that the Mavericks can go back to the finals. I don't know. You, the West is still wide open.
The West is wide open. The West is wide open. We
Because
can
look,
yeah.
the Mavericks can still be OKC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
OKC
was
is
going to
good,
say
but
that
they can.
OKC looked underwhelming today, I thought.
You think so?
I
Well,
thought they looked underwhelming. For all the talk, I mean, you look at the box score, Chet had what, 20,
Chad. 28, Yeah,
or
26. Chet was
26,
dominating.
25.
Yeah.
Shai
They're
had
28. But I don't
missing
know.
Hart and Shine. They're missing Hart and Shine. Wait,
Yeah,
I don't want to judge.
that takes into it. Yeah.
Because
He
if
got
they
injured,
miss
yeah.
one
You gotta
Hart, when
change
that
it all
guy's
because then you
back.
can run Chet the four.
Yeah,
So it changes the
exactly.
lineup.
That's the
Yeah.
superpower. That's the superpower
Yeah.
they're trying to go to. And Caruso
That's
was
fair.
fucking amazing. Caruso was fucking amazing today.
Oh, yeah.
That was a sneaky ass pickup. Again, I know Xavier knows all about Alex Caruso.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
a demon.
Caruso, nice.
And
It just, for me, it just comes down to are any of these teams beating Boston in 7 games?
Connor, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about New York?
Absolutely not. If New York's the team to beat in the East in terms of Boston, like that's the team that we're supposed to look out for. What the fuck was that? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
It's just, it,
they look
I got
bad.
it. I got, I have to, I have to acknowledge though 100% that the Celtics essentially made 29 threes on 60% shooting, which is
That's crazy.
obviously not sustainable by any means whatsoever. So you have to take that into account. But still, even on like technically, an off night, you go and you put up beat Washington by 20. Why am I supposed to be worried about the Knicks? And you look at defensively, because like you said, Ibrahim, point of attack defenders. The
At
Celtics
seven.
are way too good on offense. The way they play offense, you have to spread the floor defensively. So you look at the Knicks, you have Jalen Brunson,
defending. Then you have Cat, defending. Josh Hart's decent, but same thing like Dallas. It's too much pressure on PJ. It's too much pressure on Josh.
Yeah.
There's nobody
Macau.
in New York, McHale, on defense. There's nobody in New York to defend, man. I mean,
Right,
it's not.
no, I agree. McHale and OG were there. So McHale and OG historically have been elite defenders. They looked really bad yesterday.
That's
Or
what I'm saying. It's not
yeah.
even like it's
Like
just because of how far this Celtics defense spreads you out, especially without Kristaps even on the floor, that you can't play. I mean, the Celtics play five out essentially, and that's difficult to guard if you're not running four guards.
You know how you beat Boston? The way you beat Boston is you have a two wings that are good defensively, and you don't overhelp. You just essentially switch one through five, and you live with them missing shots. It's
I
really
have to
hard
say
to
that's
beat a
kind of what
five out
Washington
offense.
did today.
Yeah, exactly.
Washington did somewhat of a great job, or a good job of that. It's just Boston was obviously a better team. But stopping the three ball, they did a decent job of that.
What New York was doing, they was helping a lot. They were helping on the drives. That's what Boston wants. Boston wants
And a
you to
lot of
come in
drop coverage.
out. Yeah,
A lot
well,
of drop coverage.
and switch. That's the thing. So the thing is, you have to be able to switch one through five against Boston. New York
Exactly.
can't do that. Cat cannot switch.
And
Cat
if you know Derek White's bringing the ball up on a high pick and roll, why is there no drop coverage? Like at this point for Derek White, we know he's shooting the ball and we know it's most likely going to make it. So
is.
if you're guarding Derek
Yep.
White on a high pick and roll from 25 to 30 feet, why are you not stepping up if that's Cat, whoever that is?
You just have to switch
Switch
that.
it.
You have to
Somebody
be
do something. You can't play drop coverage in a high pick and roll against Derek White. Like it's juvenile stuff. That's the problem in New York is they like to play that old 80s, like grind out the possessions, let Jalen Brunson take his elbow jumpers. You can't compete
No,
against a team like Boston where they're going to shoot the ball 55 times.
I was going to say though, the Knicks, if the Knicks would have kept DiVincenzo, I would have said they would have been a threat. But since they traded him, I feel like that kind of
Dante would have been solid. Dante's
Yeah,
looking.
I don't understand that trade at all. I still don't.
You know what that trade was, Connor? That was
Tell me.
basically Minnesota. Why they got rid of Cat is the CBA. Look at their payroll. So since the new CBA came out, I've been looking at Minnesota. I knew they were going to trade Cat. The problem is, if they kept Cat, the new CBA, their second apron team, that would fucking kill them. And they essentially is handicapping this roster, and it's essentially telling Ant, this is the roster. We can't do anything else. We're strapped. So they think Ant is young, right? We need to get some financial flexibility. That's why they traded him for Julius. Because Julius is on a one-year deal. They get
His
to breathe in
contract
the
was
cap.
awful as well.
Yeah, the Cat's contract is horrible. So now they
Julius
brought
Randle
back
as well, though. That's the thing, though.
Julius is on a one-year deal, though, right? So once he's done, they have some flexibility. They have breathing room. On New York's side, this was New York going all in. So the thing is, the New York was like, yo, we'll take Cat because he's five out. New York thinks they can play five out like you guys. They saw you guys. If you look, people are starting to copy you guys. OKC is doing it, and now New York did it. They got Cat, a spacing big. So they think they can play five out like you guys. The problem is, you can play five out two ways, offense and defense. Cat can do that. That's the problem
Exactly.
with New York. And like,
Exactly.
I don't know who beats you guys. I'm not gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. Like you look down this NBA
Ah,
lineup, there's nobody that really even puts up a decent fight. Because even on an off night where the Celtics say shoot only 40% of 43s,
yeah.
that's still, 80 some odd, 90 some odd points. So it's like, what do you really do in that situation realistically?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only team that can, in theory, put a fight against you guys is OKC because they can switch. But I
And
don't want
one thing that a lot of
that.
people don't mention, a lot of one thing that a lot of people don't mention, especially in terms of Derek White, is Boston is an absolutely elite defensive team.
Guys are two
It's
way.
not
Everyone
one
on
of
that.
those ex absolutely it is not one of these teams that can shoot score 140 points, but they'll give up 139 that like we've seen before. The Celtics make you grind out every bucket. That is, like you said, two ways, all, one through five. That is elite defense.
Yeah, Connor, look at
Elite
this.
defense.
Drew Holiday to me is one of the best POAs I've seen in my lifetime, watching in the 2010s on ball defender. Derek White, two-way basketball player. Jaylen Brown, elite POA. Jason Tatum, he's no scrub. Kristaps Porzingis, he can switch out, he can show and move his feet, and he's an elite rim protector. There's no weak hole to attack on Boston, right? With some of these teams that are five out offensively, they have holes to where you can attack, right? You can't attack anyone on Boston. Boston's going to make you guard and they're gonna spread you out with their offense. Like,
That
it's
exact, it's
truly the
just,
best way. It's truly the best way to
you
play.
can't defend it because you're just exhausted at that point as well. You grind out a 24-second shot and then you're down the court and there's a 40-foot shot. And then you're back down for another 26, 23-second shot. And then you're back up the court. Like, it's just not sustainable. Like, you can't compete with it. Jason
No.
Tatum's going to win MVP this year.
You think
You
so?
can't talk me out. Yeah, you can't talk me out of it. Tonight, 2 nights ago, it's just, you've seen, like, we've seen, obviously, he had a little jumper switch.
Wait,
Like,
one
there's,
sec.
we're about to
What's
lose
up?
time.
I was gonna say one
Go
thing.
ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I feel like
We
Philly,
have like 30 seconds.
if Joel Embiid and Paul George are healthy, I feel like Philly is the only one that can stop the Celtics over the OKC.
Let's cut it there. That's a good idea. Let's cut it there and then we'll get back. If Philly can compete with Boston, if they're healthy.
For
I'm gonna
sure.
send a new link. All right, hold on.
Xavier.
All right, Porch Talk, October 24th, part two with Ibrahim and Xavier. Back to the question of whether or not Philly could hang with Boston if they were hypothetically healthy. Big if, but go ahead.
I really do feel like they can compete with Boston. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Even if Embiid's not even healthy, you saw what he did against the Knicks last year. You know what I'm saying? So we healthy or not, he's gonna still show up. You know what I'm saying? And then Paul George, you add Paul George into the mix, who plays defense and gets buckets? Come on. All right, I know the Boston Celtics got this elite defense. But if Paul George is in his bag, ain't nobody on that team guarding him.
Are you
Nobody.
serious?
Yes. I'm
Let me
very
ask you a question.
serious.
Seven games, 48 minutes. 7 games, 48 minutes. Are you comfortable with Paul George guarding either Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum?
So you telling me Paul George not a good defender?
I'm not saying that, but I'm just how. Let's check the age on this. How many legs is he on now? No disrespect. On his third, I think. Paul George, eight. What is he? 36. How old is he?
Yeah, I think
34. No disrespect to Paul. He's a bucket, like all time. But he's not guarding Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum for 48 minutes for
And
seven
then hold
games
on.
for 94 feet.
You think I forgot? You think
Xander, from the
Maxie,
top rope, Xander.
Jumped out of
Okay.
the rafters, had to make it
Out of
in,
the,
matters.
like, yeah, there he is. Like Jeff Hardy from the fucking top
Also,
rope.
Xander.
Exactly. Jeff Hardy from the top rope. We made it.
But we're talking about if Philly can hypothetically hang with Boston if they were fully healthy.
I don't
Yeah.
believe it. Boston looks absolutely insane. I mean, honestly, like if Boston stays healthy, they could go undefeated, goddammit. I mean, Jesus. Like
That's what I'm saying. I don't see them
I
losing a game for a
nah,
while.
chill,
Like,
chill, chill, chill,
okay,
chill.
yeah, they're not gonna go undefeated. But realistically, though,
82
there's
game.
no team that can really. I think the only team that has a chance at stopping them, which I said previously, is the Bucks. But I don't believe the Bucks can really stop
Oh,
them.
I
I think that's
forgot
the
about that. No, my bad.
the only team that has a chance. I don't think the Sixers really have a chance. I wish, but I
Here.
think even with Joel and PG healthy, another thing is like those two are not gonna sustain a full playoff series or like back-to-back playoff series. Yeah, I don't remember the last time PG's played an entire playoffs completely healthy. And Joel is at least gonna miss a game. And I mean Maxey can hoop, but you know, the Celtics defense is just they play way too aggressive. And also they shoot lights out, every single one of them, so
Yeah.
What's up? So Connor, he's actually okay. In theory, Philly can beat you guys, but here's my two concerns. Paul George is not the same POA defender or wing defender he once was. He has a lot of miles on his body.
that's what
And
I'm saying.
correct me if I'm wrong. You guys know more. And didn't he hyperextend something like his leg or something? He got hurt
He
again.
hyperextended it and then it was a bone bruise. He's already missed one game and he's missing two.
But he said it's
So
not
he's good
going to
though.
be nothing.
He's good. He's already in practice. I got some intel. He's already in practice. He's fine. He'll be good to go.
That's good.
Yeah,
That's
he's
good.
good.
Here's my thing though, right? In theory, Philly's actually a great pick because the one weakness Boston, you can say, elite big, right? Joel Embiid in the playoffs, if he's healthy, he can give Boston problems. But here's the problem. On the other end, and this is my concern, you can score against Boston. Can you defend them?
Nope.
Kelly Oubre is not good enough to defend against Boston. Paul George is not the defender he once was. They have Eric Gordon off the bench. He's not the same defender. Kyle Lowry is not the same defender. Drummond cannot play in the playoffs. He's a traditional big. Boston will deep fry him into nothing. Tyrese Maxey is not an on-ball defender. So Philly can't keep up with you guys offensively, maybe, but it's the defense once again where the lack of PG being healthy and his age, that's going to kill them. I think it'll be Boston in 5 or 6. I don't think it'll be competitive.
I agree with you. I agree. And Xavier brought up a really good point about if Embiid, they've already said he's not doing back-to-backs, and they're already saying he's going to miss a good amount of the season, which the NBA is supposedly investigating. If Philly's in that 7-8 seed play-in tournament range, and Embiid has to play a back-to-back, maybe 3 games in a week, does Philly just lose one game to keep and honor that Embiid doesn't play, or what are we doing there? I mean, I
Gotta
think
put
we
them in.
already.
I think
If
they'll
we're
be top
already
six.
going into the season with these questions, I'm already like I'm turned off. Like it's
No,
not.
no. Hold on, I wanted to say one thing. The league is different. Like, you remember when the Golden State and when KD first went to Golden State, like nobody really was low managing. Like KD, Steph, everybody was playing. But the thing was, like, every game in the regular season, they went up against teams that like you knew they was gonna beat the Detroit Pistons that year. You knew they was gonna beat the Magic. Like nowadays, you got to take every game serious. Like, so that's why I feel like he can't be doing that back to back shit.
That's what I'm
Like,
saying.
he.
Like that, you and I were talking about that. Is Philly's playoff run that cemented where they can bank on Embiid missing most of the regular season with just PG and Maxey?
Yeah.
So I still think they're going to be a top six seed. But here's the problem. I think they're doing the right thing, you guys. So walk with me here. I don't think there's been a year in his career he's been healthy in the playoffs. The only year was 2019 when Kawhi hit that ridiculous shot. Ever since then, he's never been healthy. So I think
Yeah.
Philly has no choice but to sit him. Like they can't play him back to backs because at this point it's just getting to the playoffs, right? Because he's never been healthy. Every year he gets hurt in the regular season. So their thinking is if we don't play him as much, he'll be fresh for when it matters.
Are
But
you
the
allowed to
question
do that though?
is, I think you can. I don't know. The league is going to investigate. We'll see.
Yeah, isn't that what they're investigating now?
Yeah, I have no
I mean,
clue. I
Kawhi
can't.
did it though.
Yeah,
But I
so.
think you have to report an injury. I don't think you can just
Yeah,
be like, yeah, I'm not showing up.
I think they will
Oh.
report an injury. I think they'll report an injury. I think they'll do it because they're really concerned with his health. And like last
Then
year,
why does he play in the Olympics?
I don't know, man. I think the Olympics
And
is
do
like once
jack
in a
shit.
lifetime thing. I think the
Yeah.
Olympics is like a once in a lifetime thing. Like that was Steph, KD, LeBron. Like that was the super team of all, right? You're going to want to participate.
That's fair.
I completely agree with you. Like I don't think they can beat you guys. Like that's a thing in Boston in 5 or 6.
And if we're talking about on this theme of once in a lifetime, I don't
Yeah,
want to be
Bob.
Nancy negative, but Joel Embiid's 30. And it's
Yeah,
still,
yeah.
I mean, Jason Tatum's 28.
Yeah.
Jaylen
Oh, what
Brown's
the
36,
hell?
7.
MB's 30
Like,
now,
that's what I'm saying. Like, the Celtics are young.
yeah. You guys are young,
This
You
is
guys
a
are young.
dynasty budding. This is a
Yeah.
dynasty. Like,
Okay,
Joel
buddy.
Embiid,
Let
there's no,
let's
how
not
am I
call them
wrong?
dynasties. Let's not
But
call
no,
them
let's
dynasties.
not
But if you
forget
look
about the
at it,
Bucks though. Hold on. I'm gonna take you on that dynasty thing, because if the Celtics beat the Warriors in that finals, that'd be 2 championships in 3 years, almost three.
You guys doing? Because you guys should have won that series. You know that,
That's what
right?
I'm saying. That's what I'm
You guys
saying.
should
So
have.
like it that's what I'm
I've been
saying. So
telling you that
that'd
for
be 2 Celtics
excuse me,
chips.
2 years.
They should have won that series.
That's what I'm saying.
And
So
they actually
Celtics
did.
dynasty, but I'm just
Yeah.
saying, if we're talking about once in a lifetime, the clock and on Joel Embiid in the playoff run, get it past, let's not playoff run, get in past the second round. It's ticking.
No, yeah, I
He's
agree. I
30.
agree. I agree. Yeah, no, Embiid. I don't. I'm not a believer in Philly. I think they'll be a good regular season team. But
I just want
the
to say
injury
one thing
cut
on
off.
Philly is that Tyrese Maxey. I think Celtics struggle against guards, especially quick guards. So I think if it were to come down to a 7-game series and Philly was healthy, Tyrese Maxey may give him some problems.
Well,
That's the guy I'd be worried
so
about.
Connor, he can, but again, Connor, I'm going to ask you, who is he guarding on Boston? Jrue will absolutely bully him. Can
That's
he chase
what I'm saying.
Derrick White
Exactly.
around a million screens? Can he keep chasing Derrick White? You guys are going to spread them out,
But
right?
he's
Like,
like a
that's the
chihuahua,
problem.
like he doesn't get tired.
I
He'll
got
do
a
that shit
question.
for 48
He'd be a
minutes.
huge X factor. He'd be a huge X.
I got a question about the Sixers. Since you said Embiid is 30 years old, You think if they don't get it done with like within the next 2 years, they should just say like fuck it, let's trade him and just go all in on Maxey.
They are. They're
I
going to
think, I
blow it
mean,
up.
Paul George is 34, exactly. I think, what's the timetable you have for Philly? 2 years max?
Exactly. Yeah, 2 years.
This group,
The
2 years.
problem is, I thought it'd be this coming summer in 2025. I thought they would blow it up, but Joel Embiid just signed an extension under the new CBA. When you sign an extension, you have to wait a year to be traded. So they'll give it another year. I think it's a 2 year window. And if they don't get a title, they're blowing it sky high. Maxey's the
Or at
future.
least an NBA Finals experience.
You have to
Yeah,
win a
where that's what I'm
championship.
saying
That's
this
too much.
year. But it's just not going to happen. But like this year, realistically, where do you have, what's Philly's floor like for them to be comfortable going into next year with that, with this group?
Conference
It has to be
Finals.
Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have to make the third round finally. If they don't make the third round, like, ownership will lose hope and they'll just start shopping Embiid and PG. Like, there's no point
Especially
in keeping
Daryl Morey, a
Vassell.
guy that's not afraid to make moves.
Yeah, he doesn't
Oh hell
care.
yeah. He'll trade anybody.
And the
So
thing is, Maxey's young and he's shown promise, right? Like, he was really, really good. So, like, he'll make it easy to move off of Embiid and PG if they don't get it done. Like, if you're another first round exit, how can you keep justifying bringing it back? Like, that's what, 7 straight years, 6 straight years?
yeah,
Are you
what
guys justifying
process
that?
are you
Exactly.
trusting the process after that?
Nah, you can't, bro. Like, that's 6 years of failure. Like, you can't keep justifying that. And they have a deep payroll. That's the problem.
Yeah. What about
That's not
the Western Conference tonight? You already talked about the Nuggets. We talked about the Thunder. Minnesota, and I want a team I want to mention who lost, Sacramento with DeMar DeRozan. I think this team could be really good if they stay healthy.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Sacramento can be good, but they have no defense. Again, a
Yeah,
lot
they
of these
don't.
teams, they're one way. Sac cannot defend.
Yeah.
So Sacramento's, the problem with Sacramento is this. They're going to be all offense. There's going to be multiple nights where the offense is not it, they're going to lose. And there's still going to be nights where they're hitting everything and they're going
What
to
the?
lose because you can't
Well,
dunk.
hold on. Connor, the Timberwolves won that shit?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Wolves won. I watched the ending. It was the
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards one, stupid.
Because what's the name? When we was talking, Sacramento was up. What the hell?
It and they won right when we started the podcast.
So, you know, I guess, so this is beautiful. You know why Wolves won? Wolves
And
couldn't,
they.
Sac couldn't get a stop. Sac's
Yeah.
defense is garbage. They
I was
cannot
going to
guard.
give you that.
They
Yeah.
can't guard,
Randle and Anthony Edwards both scored 30, bruh.
man. Yeah.
Yeah, shout
There
out to
you go.
Julius Randle on great numbers, 13 of 17 and 5 of 6 from 3.
What do you think
And
about Minnesota?
still a plus minus a minus 3. How does that even make sense?
Do you think about
Regardless.
Minnesota? What do you think about
In the
Minnesota, Connor?
West,
Yeah.
I like Minnesota, but my one thing about Minnesota today, and it kind of goes back to last year, is one of Anthony Edwards' biggest critique is when you send the double, he kind of shits the bed.
Thank you.
He gets
Thank
nervous.
you.
He gets it. And
Connor,
now, when you get rid
I
of
was,
Cat,
yeah.
that's a
Yeah.
lot more doubles and a lot more situations. And
Bro.
tonight, he just looked a little uneasy with
People
the ball
were
in his hand.
flaming me for this. In the playoffs, I said this. That's one of the reasons why they lost against Dallas. People were flaming me. They called me a
You
fucking
send the
casual.
double. No. You send the double, and he looks nervous. And I
He
think
looks nervous.
he now with him, the only. But he had a couple. I have to give him credit, though. There's a couple good looks. A couple of times he drives to the right elbow, swings to the left corner. That looks good, but. He just looks a little. I'm
Not
not a
panicking. He's
thousand
not. Wait, can I?
percent exactly.
Wait, can
I'm
I
not
say something
sleeping
about that?
comfortably with him driving the boat. Yeah, go ahead.
Please go. Please go. Please go.
You
Xavier.
said that they send a double at him, and he kind of fades. But look at this, because what's his name? Now he got somebody to pass the rock to get a bucket. Like DiVincenzo and Randle can get a
Yeah,
bucket
you saw
back.
that
Like in
tonight.
the
Yeah.
playoffs, yeah, in the playoffs, who could he really pass it to? Like Cat was
That's
really
a fair
struggling.
point. That's a fair point.
And nobody, they didn't really have nobody that was a bucket getter. Everybody was just a defender. So
Ant's
now he got
playmaking
somebody who could
is the
score.
next step in his game. That's the next step in his game. I don't think he'll ever
Exactly.
become a true playmaker. Connor, I think you're always going to need to have a guard next to him that is a true point guard, right? And he's the off guard, but he's going to eventually have to learn how to pass because even if you have a true point guard and you're the off guard, again, the playoffs are a thing where they find your weakness. So people will like hunt out his playmaking deficiencies.
I
But
think that's
right now he's
honestly that's
fine.
what I think about this Minnesota team is like you can kind of defend them. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you can kind of
No.
defend them in this sense of like we'll let Anthony Edwards score 40 points tonight.
Like, we're
Exactly.
not
And
worried about Rudy Gobert. We're not worried about most of this team. So,
there's a
like,
part of me
theoretically,
where
we're fine with that.
I just see, and I don't, I think people are, we're too quick to crown him as the next guy. There's a part of me where I think the playmaking never gets there. And he's just another one of these players that puts up crazy numbers but never wins because he's just a high usage
Wow.
guy. And, you know, like, I don't know if that's true, but there's a part of me that's
Nah.
my fear.
Nah, I feel like he's gonna get one. I don't know if it's in Minnesota
It's too
though.
early. I
I
don't
don't
know
know
if
if it's
it's
in
in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
He
I
might
mean,
have to move.
he might have to be on some like on some Bron where he gotta play like 8 years there and you know what I'm saying? Build his career there and then go
Yeah,
somewhere and
he
win a
reminds me
ring.
of kind of like a early like a 2007 LeBron. That's kind of where
Oh,
I'm seeing Ant right now. But
definitely.
I want to say one thing if we're on Minnesota and talking about Ant and his like theoretical deficiencies in terms of playmaking. One thing I have to acknowledge for a guy that's absurdly overpaid, and we've talked about it since the fucking beginning of time, is Rudy Gobert's offensive inabilities. Like, that man is a goddamn useless on offense. He takes up space. So I think for Ant in playmaking, it's already difficult enough when teams can say, hey, Rudy Gobert, we're not worried about him whatsoever. Play this possession as if we're defending four players. Throw two at Ant, and we'll worry about the rest. And then Rudy Gobert will let him sit right in that middle, 12 foot, right around that painted area. And he's not going to shoot the ball. You'll live with Rudy Gobert taking those fucking funky layups he takes. If he hits six, maybe he'll make six. You'll live with him scoring those 12 points. But
The
80% of the game,
problem,
he's not
right?
getting the ball.
The problem with Rudy is when you run a pick and roll, and I'm going to use a player like Bam Adebayo and Draymond Green. So, okay, take Golden State. When we run a pick and roll, they trap Steph. So when you give it to Draymond, he's in that mid-range line. That's called the short roll, right? Draymond is good at passing out of that short roll. That's why we've been able to get away with it because offensively, he's not hitting a mid-range or a layup or a floater. But in the short roll, he's really good at making those passes, right?
That
Same with
second
Bam
pass.
Adebayo. That second pass, you trap Jimmy in the short roll, I'm making that read. You trap Steph, I'm Draymond, I'm making that read. Rudy Gobert in the short roll, he can't play make, he can't score. So he's basically a negative, right? If he was able to play make, I feel like there'd be value, but he can't even play make, right? He's just useless.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, we
They gotta
can't crucify
close
Ant
to
that
Naz
much.
Reid. They gotta close to Naz Reid. Because
Who
Naz Reid can
played
space the
great
floor.
tonight?
Yeah. But I don't know if they
Sixth
will
man of the year.
because of politics. Rudy's in the
Yeah.
full max. And that's their problem.
Naz Reid, 19 points off the bench, plus 13 on the plus minus, 4 of 7 from deep. Naz Reid looked great. But I just only wanted to mention that about Rudy, about the point you said about how you'll maybe always need a true point guard with Ant, kind of like they have with Mike Conley now. I think if you honestly got him a more a center that can shoot the ball or score the ball, have some offensive imposing factor, I think that will honestly fare better with Ant long term in term instead of a guard.
I have to close the Naz Reid. I don't know if they do it though because of
Yeah.
politics. That's the problem.
I was gonna say, because look, once the Heat trade Jimmy, Bam out of, like they need to get Bam out of bio with Ant.
Oh,
Throw Luka
now
Garza out there at this point.
Luka Garza.
Cause
Russell, I mean, fuck.
Rudy Gobert, he has no offense. Like, bro, I don't,
At
to be
all.
honest,
There,
bro,
there's no offensive factor to his game.
if he didn't play quote unquote defense, he would not be in the league. Like, he can't shoot at, like, if anybody that wants to go to the league, you gotta have to, like, you don't have to be a shooter, but you gotta know how to shoot. Like, you gotta know how to at least shoot. You know what I'm saying? You gotta at least know how to shoot
Think
free
about like
throws,
that. Think about that
all that.
Brian Scalabrine challenge. When everybody says Brian Scalabrine was the worst player in the NBA, whatever. He went out and challenged anybody in the Boston area to pick up. He won every game. He won like 55-3. So, like you're saying, like if you're in the NBA, you got to get a bucket. Like the worst player in the NBA, the last man on the bench, you send him out into a pickup game, a men's league, whatever the fuck. He's getting a bucket, no problem. He's getting a bucket. I don't know how Rudy Gobert fares in my Xavier. You play in the same league Wednesday night under the bridge pickup. Like, is Rudy
Yeah,
like,
we're killing
is
Rudy Gobert.
that's what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like you tell me any other NBA player. I'm like, damn, like you even said Kevon Looney, who was leading scorer in Minnesota through high school and college. Like, I'm not like Kevon Looney's a bucket. You
Out
give me anybody, I'm like, damn, that's like, I'm worried about him. Rudy Gobert, I'm not terribly worried about. Like, I'm letting Rudy shoot the ball.
Rudy, the problem, Connor, is
I'm
he has
disrespecting
bad
Rudy.
hands. You are, and
That's
it's
what I'm saying.
he
He's
has bad
clumsy as
hands.
fuck.
Clumsy, he has bad hands, he has no feel. And if he was able to play make in that short role, he's valuable because then when the trap ends, he can make the right reads. He can't even make the right
Exactly.
reads. So
He
people
doesn't make
say,
any reads. He can't fucking read. That's the problem. You saw that tonight.
can't do nothing.
I feel like Rudy Gobert could be like he should come off the bench for like a team. Like, remember how like JaVale McGee came off the bench for the Warriors or some shit? Like, you just throw him out there as a big body.
Yeah, like 7 minutes a game.
Yeah. I mean,
I
'cause
just
he can
love
still be
when I love
valuable.
when Ant I don't I love when Ant they get the play is necessary. Like Ant brings the ball up, they find Rudy at the top of the key, and then Ant's supposed to, you know, draw his guy in and then cut back door. And Ant gets the ball to Rudy at the top of the key, and he just fucking holds it. And just he just holds it. Like Ant's trying his best to get open. Because you know those plays, like the Warriors running all the time, where they get the ball to the guy at the, like the trigger man at the top of the key. He does
Yeah.
the kind of like the no screen. He just stands there, and then Ant cuts in, and Rudy just fucking stands there. He's just holding that fucking rock, just standing there. I just love it because he just doesn't know what to fucking do.
And
He
doesn't
doesn't
want to
know what to
play.
do. I don't
Yeah.
blame him. And
No,
that's the problem. It's like at this point in Ant's career, like if Minnesota gets to kind of like they were tonight in Sacramento, like you said, just couldn't get a stop. But Minnesota's going to get to these desperate points. Teams are going to live with Anthony Edwards trying to dig Minnesota out of holes. And it looks like
yeah.
they're Minnesota's going to be in some holes this year.
Yeah, a lot of
And
close
they shouldn't
games.
have won tonight. They shouldn't have won tonight, in my opinion.
You
Anthony
think
Edwards.
they won't be a playing team?
They'll
Nah,
be
they're
an eight.
not.
I see like a top, I don't know. I would say like seven.
Like
I have them
five?
seven or eight.
Wow. What's your
Seven.
standing to the West? What's your standing to, because the
Let me
West is
pull them. Let me pull
out.
them up. It is. It's just that's the thing. It's just for me, Minnesota. It's whether or not you trust Minnesota for 82 games,
Right, yeah.
right?
I don't
And
know.
that if you trust Anthony Edwards driving the boat for 82 games, then Minnesota's your team. But when it's all dependent on Ant for 82 games, that scares me, just a bit. If we're talking on West, Ibrahim, just real quick, I want to get your you're gonna be our Warriors guy. Let's get the Warriors takeaway from yesterday. How do the Warriors look?
They look good. They look good.
I
So
agree.
the defense is back. So the last 2 years, the reason the Golden State Warriors have been mid is the defense was garbage. Now it was Portland, but there's still some things I look with my eyes that are telling me the defense is back. De'Anthony
Portland's a
Melton,
sneaky team.
Portland, low key, they can be a playing team if
Danny, yeah, I was
Sharp
watching that too. Yeah,
is back.
Danny.
I like Sharp a lot.
Danny's
Yeah.
decent.
The problem is so, but what's his name? Kyle Anderson. Yeah. So Kyle Anderson, De'Anthony Melton, and those two pickups. These are defensive-minded pickups, right? Kyle Anderson, if you watched the Wolves last year, so Connor, I think the Wolves are also missing Kyle Anderson because what he
I was
was,
gonna, yep.
they stole him away. Because what he was, he played the five at times. And they had Nas at the five, or they had him at the five next to a spacer, right? And he is the guy that can make reads. He is the elite passer and one of the best role player defenders in the league, right? He's a really good defender. De'Anthony Melton, I've been wanting this guy on the Warriors since he played Memphis in 2022. Once.
Technical difficulties at Porch Talk. We're talking about De'Anthony Melton.
Well, y'all think the Trailblazers can be a sneaky team?
Yeah, I like Denny Avdia.
Oh,
I like
yeah, I
Shaden
forgot
Sharp.
he went there from, yeah, I forgot he went
Anfernee
there from
Simons the
Washington.
bucket. Anfernee Simons is the bucket.
The
DeAndre
Lakers
Ayton's still
about to get
good.
Grant, though. Just
Yeah,
watch.
Jeremy Grant.
But yeah,
Go ahead,
De'Anthony
Ibrahim.
Melton, he is a really good again, POA. The last few years, outside of Andrew Wiggins, we haven't had any POA, right? So we kind of fixed that in the offseason. They went into the offseason trying to fix their defense. I think the Warriors can be a playoff team this year. I have us personally as the sixth seed, but I don't know if they can
I
win a
agree
title.
with that.
I don't know if they're a championship team. I think they're
I
still
don't
missing
think so.
a second guy next to Steph, right? That's why not getting Lauri Markkanen really hurts them. If they would have gotten Lauri, they're a contender, right? Talk about five-out offense, a big that can shoot and defend and play make. But you know, they'll be a playoff team. They look good. I want to see more from them. But you know, the defense is back. The young guys look good. Buddy Hield is a sniper. We did a good job in, getting a shooter. Now that Klay left, but Draymond looked good. Draymond was
I liked
defending.
Draymond. That was my number one takeaway from yesterday was Draymond.
Draymond looked really good.
He looked
Draymond looked
good. Like you said earlier, when they run that high pick and roll and the ball comes to Draymond and he's got it at the top of the key, the decision to it was nice. The decision to shoot, the decision to go downhill, the decision to pass, it was just it was
Nine is
quick,
day.
it
Oh,
was instinctive, it was nice. Warriors basketball looked good last night.
Wiggins was good as well. We need Wiggins to come back. We need Wiggins to be like he was in 22. But yeah, I'll try to be on the pod more, and as we get more data on the Warriors, we can talk more about them. But it's the Blazers. But the defense looks solid. They'll be a 6 seed at best or a 5 seed. They're still missing
Above
a
or
long
behind the
shot.
Lakers?
The Lakers. I need more data on the Lakers as well. I think the Lakers will be anywhere from an 8 to 5 seed. So what I think will happen is Golden State will be anywhere from a 5 to 8 seed. I say 6 seed because I'm optimistic. But Golden State will be anywhere from 5 to 8. Same with the Lakers. Same with the Suns. Same with the Kings. So every team in the Pacific Division outside of the Clippers, they're fried. But everyone outside of the Clippers in the Pacific Division will be fighting for 5 to 8. But I think Golden State will get 6 and Lakers will be 7. I just don't trust the
Nah,
Lakers bench. What's up,
nah,
bro?
nah. We got Don Kemet, the best rookie in the draft, the best rookie in the draft, hands down. You know what I'm saying? Once we get a Baylor
five,
Shireman.
huh?
Baylor Shireman.
Over Don Kemet?
Yes.
Oh hell no, no. Don Kemet is the like
Reed
he was.
Shepard.
He's been
Reed
NBA ready. Like he's
Shepard.
been NBA ready.
Reed
But
Shepard.
but
Reed Shepard.
JJ. Huh?
Reed Shepard. Go on, please, go on.
JJ just was talking about getting us a five because he wants to run 80 at the four. Once we get a five and start running 80 at the four, yo, it's over. I'm telling you, it's over. And AD, like, look at his performance the other night. He's going for that defensive player of the year. Like I said, the only thing that's standing away from him is Wemby. But so far, AD's looking solid. And look, LeBron didn't really have to do nothing last night. So I'm telling you, like, and once don't connect, start really like once we give him more minutes, I'm telling you, the Lakers are good. I'm telling you.
I
I'm
gotta ask
telling
a
you.
question about the Lakers. Ibrahim, I have to admit, I don't know much about their financial state. You may be able to answer that. But if I'm the Lakers, why do I not kick the tires on DeAndre Ayton? Depending on where Portland is in their stage of rebuild or whatever they're doing. They just paid Avia, so I don't know if they would. But if the Lakers need a five,
Here's the thing, Connor.
I wanted Valanciunas. I
Here's
wanted
no,
them to get him.
you
you
do
don't want
rather
that.
Valanciunas over Ayton?
No,
Oh,
trust
you
me.
said Aiden. I thought you said Jordan. My fault.
No, Ayton.
Xavier, you need a
Not,
rim.
not. No. Yeah.
Push
No. Yeah. If
DeAndre
we get
Jordan.
Aiden, yes, over. If we get Aiden.
But the thing is, here's my thing, Connor. If you want Ayton, you're gonna have to trade Rui, Vando, and maybe a small salary like Gabe Vincent. That's three players. Is it worth it to trade those three solid role players for a big? I don't think so. Here's
Who'd
my
you just say?
concern
You
with the
said
Lakers.
Gabe Vincent, Rui, and who?
Vando. I think those three make
I
the
mean, Jared
salary. Now
Vanderbilt's
we can get
been
a
Jared
now.
Vanderbilt's built. He's been hurt since I was in high school.
Yeah,
So I mean,
we can get
fuck,
rid
to
of
get
him.
Aiton? Yeah, to get Aiton,
They
I'm fine with that.
can get rid of Vando.
My thing is this with the Lakers. They still need a real on-ball defender. Rui is not an on-ball defender. Vando is that in theory, but he's always hurt. And when he plays, he can't shoot. So in the playoff series, he becomes non-playable. That's what happened against Denver. He was good on ball against Jamal in 23 when they won the title, but they were leaving him wide open, so you can't play him. The Lakers need a 3-and-D wing. If you guys can get a wing, you're more of a serious threat because of Anthony Davis. So what was the formula in 2020? They had POA behind Anthony Davis. Yes, they had a rim protector, but that shit doesn't matter. Anthony Davis is one of the best rim protectors in the world. He's fine at the five. But the problem is you have no point of attack. This is the thing. You need wings in the modern NBA because now players are more offensively skilled and there's more emphasis on shooting. The Lakers cannot defend on the ball. That's one of their biggest problems. If they were able to get a guy that can shoot and defend, there would be a more serious threat because now Anthony Davis doesn't have to do everything on defense. He has someone he can trust on the ball and he can be at the rim helping on, being a rim protector. That's my thing with the Lakers. You need an
What's a name
on-ball
you look
defender.
at? What's a name you see then in that to fill that can fill that role?
So that's the problem. There's no one out there in the NBA right now, right? Like, it's kind of scarce right now. If you ask me for a guy, I would like someone like they were looking at Colin Sexton. Colin Sexton is actually would be a solid pickup. He's a good
And
defender.
Grant.
Grant is someone I want. Grant, or that's good. You bring him up.
No, they
Grant,
actually was trying to get Grant. They've been trying to get
but
him. They've
Portland
been
was
trying to
trying
get
to
him for like
please
3 years, though.
Portland was trying to please you guys. They wanted like two picks or something, and Rob was like, "Hell no, I'm not giving up the picks."
Rob is stupid as hell, man.
Rob is stupid. He thinks this is my problem with both of our teams. Our ownerships are really stupid. They're not going all in on our players. In my eyes, Lakers might have a future because it's LA, but Golden State and Lakers to an extent won't have a future after LeBron and Steph. That's why you trade everything you can to help them now. That's why Rob is stupid. I would have done that for Jimmy Grant because he can actually help. Or a guy like Colin Sexton. But right now, it's kind of scarce, Connor. I don't know who will become available. Let's wait and see. I think that's what the Lakers are going to do. They're going to wait and see. And at the deadline, if there is a wing that can maybe help them, they'll make that move. Maybe.
What
But
about a
we'll see.
guy like Zach LaVine?
Oh, Zach LaVine will be great.
Nah,
Why not?
nah.
Wow, dude.
Defensively, he's not 100% there. His contract's Yeah. awful. I need to look up the Lakers cap
But the Lakers,
space.
you still need a scorer next to LeBron and AD. That's the one guy I would look
Trae
at.
Young. If we get
Nah,
Trae Young.
he's too
Atlanta's
small.
not moving
I
on from Trae Young, I don't think either.
don't like Trae Young. I'm not high on Trae Young. I don't like the small guard.
Yeah,
Is
Lakers
that
aren't like Lakers can't pay Zach LaVine though. That's the thing is you look at here. I just looked at their
Oh, now what if they
negative.
get Bam? What if they get Bam? Because
Lakers are $60 million in debt. They're
Well,
$60 million under.
because you saw how good Bam and AD played good together in the Olympics.
Bam, but the problem is, if you want Bam, you're gonna have to give up one of AD or LeBron to match salary. You're not gonna do that.
Yeah, and
How
the
are you
Heat
matching
aren't. I
salary?
don't. The Heat aren't doing that.
Yeah, Pat Riley's never helping the Lakers. That's another thing. Pat
I
Riley
don't
hates you
want to
guys.
be Nancy negative. I don't want to be Nancy negative. But for me, with all these NBA conversations, it just comes back to the fact that when it comes to June basketball, that first week of June, or first week of May, sorry, and it's against the Boston Celtics, or first week of June, whatever the fuck finals are, and it's against the Boston Celtics in 7 games, out of the 29 other teams, there is not one that's playing the Celtics in 7 games.
Okay, see,
And it is
that's
not close to me at all. I don't
okay,
see,
see,
I don't agree at all. I don't agree.
you don't think
OKC
so?
plays too slow a basketball for me. Dagno
Yeah,
likes to play those grind out possessions.
they're not gonna, they're not ready yet.
The
I don't
Celtics make
know.
you play. That's the thing about the Celtics is we haven't seen an NBA team in the last 2, 3 seasons that a lot of NBA teams that conform to the other team's play style. The Celtics are don't give a fuck how you want to play basketball. Joe Mazzulla is gonna shoot 53 pointers a game, whether you like it or not, and push the tempo for 48
But what
minutes.
happens when you don't make them?
That that's the thing. That okay, that's the thing. You have to say, for as many games as the Celtics have those 20, 30% from 3-point games, there's three more where they're shooting 50 to 60%, 40 to 55. So it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, against Oklahoma, they can't play at the tempo the Celtics can play at, and that's what it comes down to for me.
So Connor, I think right now it's too early, but you guys are looking the favorites. Let's win and see. Again, like I said, for my Lakers,
Yeah,
Xavier's
wait
Warriors,
25 games in.
let's wait.
25
I
games.
want a bigger data point, and I'll probably be on the pod more and we can discuss more about this. But the thing is, Xavier and Connor, 2023 is so right after we won the championship, that's when you guys started jacking up threes. I thought it wouldn't work, but here's my problem, man. We now have 2 years of a good sample size. It works. Like, there's not many
Very
games.
well.
Because the thing is, you guys have everyone on the roster can shoot. Your
That's
starting
why I
five
love
this year,
this team. There's not a single person that can't shoot the ball.
Sam Hauser can shoot. Peyton Pritchard can shoot. Tillman can
Luke
shoot.
Kornet can shoot. He doesn't shoot for some reason, but in college, he was a phenomenal 3-point shooter.
I think Mazzulla needs to empower him, by the way. Maybe let him hit a three or two. But the thing is, when their shots not falling, Jaylen Brown and Jayson Tatum have evolved. When you played Golden State, you kept jacking up threes. Jaylen Brown and Jayson Tatum now try to get to the basket. They try to get to the rim. They're
Yeah, you see
more
that now when the
developed
shot's not falling, you see that.
they've developed as players. Against Golden State, they didn't do that. They were jacking up threes, and there was also the problem with the left hand. That's gotten better. And
Yeah.
at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if they're not hitting shots because everyone on Boston can defend. The worst defender you have is Peyton Pritchard, and he still gives effort. He's the worst.
And that's coming off the bench. If you go one through
That's
five, who's
fact.
the worst defender?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're not hitting
Yeah.
shots. They defend. I've watched Boston so much. They
And like you
defend.
said now, is one thing that obviously they're gonna put up a bunch of threes, but you see now in these early games how Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have developed is they look to get downhill to start, which is something I appreciate.
JB
From
always
the
would
jump,
get
they look to get
downhill.
downhill to start. I like that. Like set the tone quick and set it early. And then you
JT's
build
gotten
that
better.
jumper.
JT's gotten better at this. Jaylen
He
Brown was
fixed his
always gotten
jumper.
better.
That's what that his MVP, that jumper's different. He got rid of that little hitch.
I like
He
that
can't miss
jumper
a
now.
shot right now. He can't miss a shot.
Nah, yeah, that thing, that step back he hit on Star. I like that.
Yeah, welcome to the league, Rook. That was bad.
I like that.
Yeah,
That was bad.
I gotta get going now. It's kind of late in my
Yeah,
place.
Ibrahim, you have any closing takes to close this out tonight?
Closing take is watch out for let's my closing take is let's wait 20 games. Let's wait 20 games and then we can really get more of a sample on these
When the
teams.
Celtics are 20-0, we'll check back in.
Oh, we will see, my friend.
They ain't going 20-0. Fuck that.
Connor, watch out for Golden State. Watch out for Golden State,
I
Connor.
agree
We're
with
coming.
you. I agree with you. I agree with
We're
you.
coming, Connor. Connor,
I
Tony,
agree with you.
you want to say the finals? Don't worry. It'll be us versus you guys again. We're
Not a
getting this.
chance. Hell no. Y'all not getting past the
Not a
Lakers.
chance.
Fuck that.
Not a chance.
Connor, you
Yeah.
guys can't guard. You guys can't guard, my brother. You're out of this now. You're old. You can't guard. We're young now. We're young and we're athletic. But nah, it's all jokes. Let's wait and see. Give it 20 games.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, thanks for having me on the
Of
pod. I look
course.
forward to coming
Of
back on.
course. Coming
Yeah,
back.
I'm a
Exactly.
pop off. But yeah,
All right.
thanks.
Xavier, you have any closing takes?
Go Lakers, and I'm saying they play the Suns tomorrow. They beating the Suns. Bron's going for 30.
Okay. We'll end on the delusion. That's starting to turn into a porch talk special as we end with the delusion. But buenas noches, everybody.